This goes to Dr. Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, Mutsatsan, M like Mary, O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, like November. Fax 989-953-5153. Regarding Anne, A-N-N-E, middle initial E, Baker, it's B like boy, A-K-K-E-R. Date of birth, October 15th of 1981. Dear Dr. Mutsatsan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Baker, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease for many years. She had been seeing a local nephrologist in the Mount Pleasant area since 2021. But has requested a second opinion. She does have persistently low carbon dioxide levels and was suspected of having renal tubular acidosis, but no treatment was ever attempted in the form of sodium bicarbonate. She's also had consistently low phosphorus levels, although they do fluctuate and occasionally are in the normal range. She did have a congenital abnormality. She was born with three ureters, and she had severe right pyelonephritis as an infant, and she required reconstructive surgery and reimplantation of a right ureter in 1982. However, she continued to have recurrent pyelonephritis, and it was thought to be secondary to the right kidney and the non-functioning ureter. Therefore, she had a complete right nephrectomy in 2000, and since that time has had increased creatinine levels and a form of chronic kidney disease. She does have a complex history of other conditions also, including Hashimoto's thyroiditis, irritable bowel syndrome, osteopenia alternating with osteoporosis. She has seen rheumatologists, also endocrinologists, and OBGYN specialists. When she's not taking birth control pills, she has chronic uterine bleeding, which leads to anemia. That is controlled on her current birth control pills. She's had Raynaud's phenomenon since childhood also, as long as she can remember it. And to top everything else off, she developed COVID infection in August of 2022 and has been extremely short of breath following the COVID. She does see a pulmonologist in Mount Pleasant, and she had Dr. Varghese, V-A-R-G-H-E-S-E, and he ordered a CAT scan of her chest 12/19 of 2022, and that revealed mild diffuse bronchial wall thickening with subtle bilateral diffuse central lobular opacities. Those were new as compared to 2018. And she had borderline mild bilateral perihilar bronchiectasis. Also, fatty liver was noted. But the patient remains very short of breath, very, very exhausted. She does see endocrinology at the University of Michigan and also rheumatology and the OBGYN specialist also. Her past medical history is significant for migraine headaches. She's had two concussions related to baseball hitting her in the head. Also a skull fracture previously, and she lost consciousness with all three of those injuries. Then she suffered from medication-resistant depression and required electroconvulsive treatment therapy from 2012 through 2020. But she was able to stop that in 2020, and her depression has been very well controlled on her current antidepressant Trintellix with the Deplin, D-E-P-L-I-N, also. And so she has not needed any further ECT treatments for depression. And she has had low phosphorus levels low carbon dioxide levels, prolonged abnormal uterine bleeding of unknown etiology, degenerative joint disease with chronic joint pains, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, osteopenia alternating with osteoporosis. She did receive 2 doses of Reclast, and she will be seeing the endocrinologist again in Ann Arbor this week. Also, she's had hyperlipidemia and secondary hyperparathyroidism, Raynaud's phenomenon of fingers and toes, and irritable bowel syndrome, constipation prominent, and the long COVID following her COVID infection in August of 2022 with severe chronic shortness of breath and weakness. Past surgical history, she had wrist surgery in 2021, sinus surgery in 2004, the right nephrectomy in 2000, and the ureteral implantation in June of 1982. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband. She has no children. She is assistant director of international ministry, and her husband is the ministry of their business. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems. In addition to the severe fatigue and shortness of breath, she also was evaluated by Dr. Kerposman to make sure that her heart was functioning well, and the echocardiogram was essentially normal. There might have been mild regurgitation of one of the valves, but nothing that requires further intervention or even follow-up, according to the cardiologist. And no dysphagia, but she's had recent nausea and occasional vomiting, and she's had difficulty keeping food down and then keeping weight on. Her weight was 137 pounds prior to COVID, and currently it's 118 pounds, so she's lost about 20 pounds within the last 6 months, and she's been unable to put it back on. She does have minimal edema of the lower extremities that gets worse when she leaves her legs dependent. She is getting fitted for compression stockings currently. She has chronically cold toes and feet and hands. No recent UTIs, no history of kidney stones, no further pyelonephritis after the right kidney was removed. She does get migraine headaches intermittently, and occasionally her glands swell or get very firm, and she gets very sore throats intermittently. She has recently used Medrol dose packs for her shortness of breath, and those do relieve the symptoms while she's taking them. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Neurontin, Norfloxacin, and morphine. Medications, turmeric, 500 milligram daily, Belsomra, B-E-L-S-O-M-R-A, 200 milligram daily at bedtime for insomnia, Citracal with D, 4 tablets daily, Deplin, D-E-P-L-I-N, 15 milligram daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, multivitamin daily, Ativan, 0.5 milligram at bedtime, Tylenol extra strength as needed for migraines or joint pain. She uses the estrogen vaginal ring, E-L-U-R-Y-N-G, 1 ring vaginally every 3 weeks, and remove one ring and insert another one without a break. Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-X, 20 milligram daily for depression. Synthroid, 25 microgram daily for the Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Selenium, 200 microgram daily. Magnesium is 400 milligram daily for migraine prevention. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily for chronic gastritis and nausea, Tums as needed for heartburn, vitamin B12 once monthly, 1,000 microgram, Vitamin B2 is 200 milligrams daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams as needed for joint pain, but rarely used. Imitrex, 6 milligram injectable as needed for migraines. Fish oil, 1,000 milligram daily for high triglycerides. Albuterol inhaler, every 4 hours as needed for wheezing. Symbicort inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day. Metoprolol, 100 milligram once daily since the COVID occurred. Zofran, 8 milligram daily as needed for nausea. Norco, she has never used, but that was prescribed for severe pelvic pain. Physical examination, weight, 118 pounds. Height is 66 inches. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 106 over 60. Pulse was 53. Oxygen saturation is 96% at room air. Throat, pharynx is extremely red. She does not have visible tonsils and clear. There's no cloudy drainage. She has mildly enlarged anterior cervical lymph nodes, but no posterior lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, but her respiratory rate is somewhat rapid. It is about 24 a minute. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no left flank tenderness, no impalpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, cool feet and fingers. And she does have brisk capillary refill, though, about 2 seconds. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies. Her last lab studies were done April 7th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.3. February 15th, creatinine was 1.3. 2-6 of 23, creatinine 1.3. January 16th of 2023, creatinine 1.2. 9-12 of 22, creatinine 1.2. November 7th, 2021, creatinine 1.4. January 4th, 2020, creatinine was 1.5. And April 7th, we also have calcium of 9.8, sodium 138, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 19, albumin 4.7, liver enzymes are normal. Parathyroid hormone normal at 23, vitamin D, 25OH is 65, phosphorus is 3.4, hemoglobin 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis, that's negative for blood and negative for protein, although occasionally she does have trace of blood and trace of protein. 2-15 of 2023, phosphorus was low at 2.4. We also had urine phosphorus 24 hours, and that was low at 178. Her urine for calcium was reportedly normal, but the phosphorus was low. The urine phosphorus was low. And the 24-hour creatinine level was low at 0.7. And the 24-hour volume was also low at 500. That's actually usually more, it should be closer to 1,000. A volume every day. And we have a CAT scan of her abdomen without contrast that was done December 23rd, 2022, that showed the right nephrectomy and the left kidney was normal without hydronephrosis, no cysts, no masses. nothing remarkable. The bladder appeared unremarkable. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels over many years, secondary to right nephrectomy for congenital left kidney with multiple ureters and recurrent pyelonephritis. Also, renal tubular acidosis, possibly type 2, suspected to be have a problem in the proximal aspect. The patient, although this, we feel that this also could be related to poor nutrition with her recent weight loss and very poor appetite since the COVID infection in August of this year. But we will be starting her on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram, one daily for a week. And ideally, we'd like to get that to one twice a day as long as she doesn't suffer any GI distress. We also would like to have her continue to have lab studies done at least every 3 months. And she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 2 to 3 weeks. The patient was evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.